Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Youth Services Librarian Katie Dreyer with the Pella Public Library joins us on today's program to discuss the summer reading program.
Well, Katie, it's hard to believe in many ways, and maybe not, but summer is here and the reading program is returning. So as kids leave school in the final week of May, we transition to June and we transition to the summer reading program, which it means a very busy time here between now and the end of July. First of all, what does it mean to be back in this mode again? And give us the 10,000 foot overview of what the summer program is here at the Pella Library.
Yeah, we're really excited that it is back. I can't believe that it's back to summer already. It doesn't seem possible that we even ended last summer in some aspects. But we're very excited. We're actually launching a new logo that we've had. Kaylee Butler, who grew up here in Pella, she designed an awesome logo for us. It's called Read, or our theme is Read and Grow. And so we're excited to offer that as we move forward with our summer reading program and have that as our consistent logo for the program. The program will start June 1st and end July 31st, so we're really excited about that. We've got some of the usual things happening that people are used to, but we also have some other things coming up. The reading program itself, we'll have reading programs for 0 all the way up to 104, so even for adults, we will have reading programs for.
So let's break down those reading programs, just give our listeners the overview of the age ranges for the different programs and how each is targeted, and we can especially focus on the youth.
Correct. So our early literacy, that's for those 0 to 2-year-olds, where we're really just focusing on early literacy skills, listening to moms and dads and grown-ups read books with rhymes and just turning the pages and talking about the colors on a book and the pictures on a book. So a lot of just those early literacy skills that really help set the foundation for reading as they grow older. The Read to Me program is for those 3-year-olds to kids in pre-K, so those who have not finished kindergarten, where someone is going to read to them, because obviously some of them can read, but it might be a struggle yet, but for it's Read to Me for them to be read to. And then the school age program is for obviously kids who have finished kindergarten up to 5th grade. We always have the 5th graders have that option of doing this traditional school age program or move up to that teen summer reading program. But the Read to Me and the school age kids, both will pick their goal that they want to read for the day. Maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 45 minutes. So each individual child will be able to pick that goal that they want to do. But then we ask that they read that every day. And so when they've read 10 days, they can come in and get a prize, another 10 days for a total of 20, another prize, and then so on up to 40 days.
And then the teen program and adult program, obviously a little bit higher level reading, but still prizes, like you said, all the way up to people who are advanced age.
Correct. The adults will be run a little bit different, but the teens are the same kind of thing. We just ask that they read as much as they want. For every 10 days of reading, their name will be entered into a drawing as well. And we also have something we started last year and we're hoping to make it grow this year, is I have different activities for kids and teens to do for experience prizes. So our experience prizes are something that it's ice cream with me, or be a librarian for an hour, be in the library after hours, obviously with me in the library. But it's different activities that kids can do with little to no cost, making sure they drink lots of water, pick up trash when they go for a walk, maybe help with the meal for the day for the family, just smile at someone, open a door for someone, just simple activities to show a little kindness to others around, to the world, and just show a little bit of kindness to the kindness.
So let's go ahead and talk about our special events. Each year you try to bring in special guests or special performances or special presentations, and we have a handful coming back this summer.
We do. I'm excited to announce that Will Stuck, who is actually a former librarian, is going to be coming. He is from the Missouri area, and he is presenting Choose Your Own Mess, a unique and one-of-a-kind performance of music, education, stories, and science, and that is actually going to be sponsored by Van Manen, Stitra, Meyer, and Nickel. And then Tim Reed, who is an Ames Children's author and illustrator, he comes and performs a very fun show where kids can pick different things, and he draws them. A silly way of illustrating is kind of how I refer to it, and that is actually going to be sponsored by the Lytton State Bank, and so we're really excited to have both of those come. Will be here on Tuesday, June 6th at 4 p.m. at the Pella Memorial Building, and Tim Reed will be here on Thursday, June 15th, so just about a week and a half later at 3:30 at the Pella Memorial Building. So we're really excited to offer those. I also am bringing back our book clubs, book to movie clubs for kids. We'll have our regular story time. Miss Marie from the Art Center and I will be at West Market Park at the North Shelter this year, because they're going to be working on that South Shelter on Mondays at 10 a.m. starting on June 5th for books and art. And then Miss Mary and I will be out and about on Wednesdays giving out art kits to go, and then also books, and then we'll also be up at Thursday nights in Pella. And new this year, we are actually going to also be at the Farmers Market. I'm starting full-time pretty much in June and July. We'll be up there from 4 to 6 with books to be able to check out, and Miss Mary will have some art supplies.
Well, and I ask you this question each year, and it's especially, I think, apparent after what we saw post-COVID when kids weren't in school, maybe not so much here locally, but certainly all over the country, kids struggling to relearn how to read, and those who may have lost a few months because they weren't reading at home or whatever it might have been. How crucial is it just to get a kid, whether you're reading to them at a young age or a book in their hands, whatever that may look like nowadays with all the technology we have, how critical is it to keep reading up these 2 months of summer?
It's very critical. Kids, teachers will notice if their students coming into their classroom have read even just a little bit over the summer. One of the biggest things when we have that break is almost 6 weeks of regression. And so even just by reading 10 to 15 minutes a day, every day, kids will be that much either on the same path or up higher going into that next grade level. We always mention when I go to school visits how important it is. Teachers remind kids how important it is. I remember as a fourth grader, I woke up because I had not written an N, and I couldn't remember how to write an N. I mean, I know that, and I always tell kids that, you know, I apparently hadn't written anything for that month or a few weeks, and it was very nerve-wracking. And so we always just want to make sure that kids read even just 10 minutes a day. Maybe you're reading to your child, and that's a fantastic thing too. Don't forget how important reading to your children and what a great bond that forms with a parent or a grown-up on reading with your children.
Once again, that was Katie Trier with the Pella Public Library. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKSS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.